This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. It's 7:44. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The small state of Delaware has one representative in the House of Representatives, a new one at that. She is Lisa Blunt Rochester. This year, she boldly began her days in office objecting to President Trump's plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act and his effort to defund Planned Parenthood. She joined the Women's March on Washington and stood against the ban on immigrants from Muslim nations. That says a lot about the rookie congresswoman, Delaware's first female and first African-American to hold the seat. I caught up with her by phone this week during the summer recess to dig a little deeper into who she is and what she stands for. Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester, good morning.
Good morning.
What is Lisa Blunt Rochester like?
That's a great question. I guess I am like a person, like the average person here in Delaware that has raised kids in our state, in our Delaware public schools, you know, fought to make sure that injustices are addressed. It's been about getting people to work and bringing people together, whether it's state police with local communities or dealing with our budget here in the state of Delaware.
We are speaking nearly a week after the caustic, deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. That event has been wearing on this country, to say the least. And the president spoke out about it at first tepidly, and then in a more disavowing way, and then in a share-the-blame kind of way. What do you have to say about this dark stain on our country and how our president has handled it?
You know, I had just arrived back from a congressional trip to Israel. The nature of the visit was really an opportunity for particularly freshman members to be able to see on the ground and experience some of the challenges that are faced in the region. And to come back to seeing swastikas and Confederate flags and torches, I was shocked. I was, like many people, I think, prayerful for our country. I think so many people were just thirsting for leadership from the top to be a leader for all of us, and were disappointed in the first response and probably more appalled about the second response. I think we're at a moment in our country that many of us never expected to see. To me, it's a tipping point.
Leadership is lacking?
The question isn't so much, is it lacking? It's, is it for all of us? And I think that's what we want in a leader of our country, is that a person who cares deeply and understands all of us. I don't think people feel that right now. It is important, not just from the presidential level, but I've met some incredible folks serving in the House of Representatives on both sides of the aisle. The thing that gives us hope is when we see not those who it's in their interest to stand up, but those who know it's the right thing to stand up. I'm really hopeful and reaching out to my Republican colleagues as well to say, let's stick together for the benefit of the entire country.
You mentioned your trip to Israel this month. Have you reached back to anyone who you met there about how the anti-Semitism expressed in Charlottesville may have affected them?
Actually, I've had a few groups come into our office to just talk about my experience in Israel, and they were from different sides of the spectrum. And we did talk about Charlottesville because it is touching people across races, across religion, across socioeconomic status.
What do they want from you?
Part of it is to continue the efforts that I've made to work on bipartisan solutions and trying to bring people together, but also to stand up and say when something is not right. And we're really looking at, what is the foundation of our country? What is it built on? For some of us, it's freedom and justice and love and peace. I think people see our role as shining a light on those things, and also advocating for stronger civil rights, advocating for laws that protect people from hate crimes.
You are in the Education and Workforce Committee in Washington, and you and some others in Congress have been critical of the Department of Education headed by Betsy DeVos. Apparently, the Department's Office for Civil Rights, also known as OCR, is run by Acting Assistant Secretary Candace Jackson. And I've read that you and other lawmakers question Jackson's commitment to the OCR's mission. What are you most concerned about?
Well, you know, we're most concerned about, number one, making sure not just that position, but other positions are filled with people who understand the issues and are going to enforce the laws.
What caught your eye about looking at Candace Jackson? Was it about transgender issues or something else?
you know, from transgender issues to Title IX issues and making sure that young people who are in colleges and have been assaulted or raped are protected. Not that they are blamed or not believed, but that there are real investigations and that people's rights are protected. And you also have to have the commitment of the secretary. I mean, is she committed to civil rights? And that's one of the questions that we really were asking.
What's top on your agenda when Congress reconvenes in early September?
A lot of people want to have stability as it relates to the Affordable Care Act. Another priority for many of us is the budget, including reauthorizing programs such as the CHIP program, the Children's Health Insurance Program. We, as an office, have a list of priorities that we're working on as well that relate to things that we've heard right here in our state, everything from helping small businesses to focusing on ensuring that people with disabilities have employment and that we also focus on criminal justice. There's a long list of things that need to be done. It really does start with us coming together as a country.
Lisa Blunt Rochester is Delaware's lone representative in the House of Representatives. It's Morning Edition on WHYY. It's 7:50.